All right, as you're heading back to your seats, I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time. Young, come on forward. You can come.
Hey, good morning, children. Come forward. Woohoo! Morning. All right, loose. I got one taker. Any more takers? All right. Good morning. Oh, I love your very apropos outfit that says justice. How did you know that that's what the sermon's about today? How did you know? Pastor JJ must have texted you. You didn't? Well, she got a sign. She got it right. Yay, Emery. Okay, good morning, everyone. I love how close y'all are sitting next to each other. That looks so nice. Y'all are becoming good friends. That just makes my heart really warm. So Jesus' birthday is coming up, right, on Christmas Day, just a few days away. Woohoo! Is everybody excited? Yay! What makes you excited about this time of year? Anybody? What makes you excited? Autumn. You get to spend more time with your friends and family, for sure. What else is exciting about this time of year? Stanley. Presents. Yeah. We hate to admit that, but okay. Catherine. New beginnings. Ooh. Insightful. Want to hear more. Nice. Well, Mary was, can you imagine being Mary, Jesus' mother? She was pregnant with the Savior, with our Savior. It was like, can everybody go like this? Like, what? The Savior of the world is in my belly? And she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with who? John. And somebody said last week that what did John do when Mary came to visit? John leapt in her belly. So can you imagine? Like, John was like so excited. He knew inside his mom's belly that there was the Savior right there. Hadn't been born yet, but almost. Well, what do we do? I mean, what can we do when we're excited? I mean, when Blue runs for that 77-yard touchdown. You know, what do? We go, woohoo, right? High five, yeah, yippee. Or we can do what Jordan does every week, Jordan and the band. We can sing. We can dance. And some of you are dancing in dance ministry every week, which is so fun. Did you know congregations used to dance? This is actually about the time when Jesus was born. Congregations used to do a dance called tripudium, where they would do three steps forward and one step back. Three steps forward and one step back. And we could do that someday, but maybe not with all these pews in the way. Anyway, so there's so many ways that we can celebrate, but today we're going to celebrate our coming Savior by singing at Brookdale for all the residents there. And I hope all of you come and bring your families. And we will meet there at 1 p.m. Meet there at 1 p.m. So we have enough time to sing for two different groups there. So we're going to sing praises to the Lord today. So singing, dancing, worshiping is how we can show our love for Jesus. All right, let's put our hands together and pray. Dear Lord, we are so excited for Jesus to be born, our Savior, the one who knows me by my name, the one who tells me I don't have to be afraid of anything. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, let's go have some fun in Children's Church. Meet you at the back. See where Miss Amy is? Miss Amy, will you wave? So if you didn't come up for Children's Time, you're still welcome to come have fun with us back, meet Miss Amy back there.